Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, will give us the latest on the December oil and gas numbers coming up here at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, you could tell us what's on your mind. Some folks waiting to weigh in from last hour. We were talking about everything from, board games to the weather to Ferguson to Minnesota's goofy governor. You name it. To weigh in, so we'll get back to the phones here right away. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number, 701-258-0550. Ralph in Gladstone's been waiting the longest, so he's next. Hello, Ralph, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about House Concurrent Resolution 3047. You were talking a while ago about playing games, board games, and whatever kind of games. Well, this game is really a good one. Because it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. It follows on the heels of House Concurrent Resolution 3011, which was passed in the last session of the legislature and put on the ballot, and it was voted down in November. It was known as Measure 4. Well, they haven't given up on it yet. And really what it is trying to take our rights away, because what House Concurrent Resolution 3011 would have done would have been to, it would have pretty wiped us out as far as the initiative and referral process is concerned. Now, this 3047, I see, follows on the heels of that, because what it says is that any measure with a fiscal impact would have to be of $20 million or more would have to be voted on in the general election.
What's wrong with that, Ralph? I think that's a good idea.
There's nothing wrong with that part of it. But what's going to happen is this gets put on the ballot, and the legislature passes that. The next session, the legislature comes along, they're going to expand on that and fix it so we can't we really can't initiate anything that would cause a fiscal impact. That's aimed directly at Measure 2, the measure to eliminate the property tax. That's why 3011 came about in the first place. This is just a sneakier way of doing it in more than one step.
Well, that's sort of like the corporate farming debate right now. When you're talking about the corporate farming law staying exactly the same, two exemptions being added, one for swine and one for dairy. And because of what's happening and the numbers declining, and people saying, well, then it's all going to go, you're going to change everything now. No. This is a change, yes or no. And any other change, you got to go yes or no. So, if you think it's a good idea as it exists, but you're against it because of what you're worried they're going to do next, that to me isn't a good enough argument against it. But I appreciate you sharing your opinion. By the way, the vote was 71 to 17. So this was the... It was bipartisan.
I know it was, but you and I both know what's going to happen.
Well, then let's debate that when whatever is going to happen is going to happen. That's my point.
I think for now that bill that'll come. The Senate will have to vote on that, and then if the Senate passes, it'll go on the ballot. But I say let's not even let it get out of the Senate. Let's kill it right now. I'm all for the idea of voting on the. Initiate measure in the general election for the simple reason that you have a better turnout of people. What needs to happen here is to take the $20 billion figure out of it. Then it would be all right.
Yeah, although that happened last time, right? It was broadened to significant fiscal impact rather than having an actual number in there, but. We'll watch what happens in the Senate. Keep tabs on this. I appreciate your calling today. I voted in favor of Measure 4 myself, Ralph, and I'll just tell you why I did. I I think what was done with the Measure 1 was darn dangerous. And we've seen that right now with the decline in oil prices, and you look at what Measure 1 would have done. I'm sorry, Measure 5. Yeah, I'm getting my measures mixed up. Measure 1 was a good deal that unfortunately went down. I'm talking about Measure 5. Measure 5 was a money grab. It was folks saying, oh, things are booming out there, so we're going to feather our nest in all these organizations and get some of that money. And could have had a significant impact, and then they sell it as mom and apple pie. I think when things have a huge fiscal impact like that, I want it on the general election. I want for the scrutiny. That was a scary one, so I was in favor of four myself. Eberly and Hague is calling. How you doing, Eberly?
Oh, not too bad. How about you guys?
Fantastic. What's on your mind?
Well, you had a question about, like, our favorite board games. Well, our family, actually my family, likes Monopoly, sorry, you know, Aggravation, even F&W Monopoly and Tractoropoly, you know, all those good games.
Those are all came up. Todd and I wondered, though, about Aggravation. We're like, how can that be fun to play a game called Aggravation?
Well, when you aggravate the other person and you win.
I mean, it sounds like my kind of game for me. I'm just... it sounds like the kind of game plenty of parents probably should not teach their kids, but it sounds
also,
like my kind of game.
We also like checkers and North Dakota trivia. And a lot has changed since, you know, with the trivia game, especially with the oil boom now in the northern part, you know.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right, good stuff, Eberly. Thanks for calling. Great to hear from you. Jerry in Manville, you're next on What's on Your Mind. I don't know that we ever had a call from Manville before. I'm glad we got one. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
This Ferguson riots, it's really interesting now. George Soros has been financing even the original Ferguson protests. Now then, if I was in Missouri, I would be pressuring the attorney general, and if I was in Ferguson, I'd be getting the county attorney out to go after this guy for damages. And those two cops... that was attempted murder. If you're going to finance these big protests and things like this come out of them, aren't you responsible? I really think they ought to go after him in a multi-billion dollar lawsuit. The state of Missouri and the city of Ferguson, and get this guy on the stand and sweat him. Now, right now, if he steps into England or Israel, he goes straight to the penitentiary. Now, he's been trying to overthrow our government for years. What he does is he gets these governments in turmoil, he gets civil wars going on, the currency drops, and he's betting against it. He makes billions of dollars. I think it's time to put the guy in jail once and for all. And they've got good reason to. They've got two counts of attempted murder on these police officers, and he is directly responsible, no matter how you look at it. That's my thoughts on it.
Well, I'm glad you've connected those dots on Soros. I think it definitely deserves some scrutiny. Well, the groups they support are behind the protests. You know, the dollars to fund them happened long before the whole Michael Brown thing, but they obviously used that. There's a connection there to some of these groups. So it isn't like, you know, the Michael Brown thing happens and then George Soros writes a check. It isn't, you know, necessarily like that, but certainly has funded the groups that are the ones down there organizing the protests and that are, they're part of this. So, I think that whole connection deserves a little more scrutiny. I don't disagree with you. Did you have to see any of the Hannity last night?
No, I don't watch television.
He was interviewing protesters and, a couple of them basically said, the cops got what they had coming for this Michael Brown thing. I mean, it's just unthinkable.
The thing of it, when you start pulling people in from out of the area that are radicals to begin with and paying them to protest, what are you going to have? You're going to have a real mess. And this whole deal, when it originally started right up till now, he's been footing the bill for it. So it's time for him to take the heat. And I mean billions of dollars worth of heat from not only the state of Missouri, but the city of Ferguson, because he's done absolutely untold damages to the whole community, you know, and the state. It's ridiculous to have a man, let a man have that kind of control and power.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. Thank you. Still a lot of common sense in Manville. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A bunch of calls have come in off the air we haven't had a chance to get to. Here's one of those that wanted to weigh in on the suggestion for great board games. You got one ready to roll, Todd?
Oh, sure. Put that one on me.
I can do it here.
Nope. Maybe someone has already said it, but my favorite is board game is backgammon. Great game for two people. And if it's the family, Rummy Cube. Always fun. Have a great day.
Fabulous. Good one.
Okay, here's a good call.
Yeah, are you kidding me? The board games are up because of the last two long, cold winters. You got to stay in the house. What are you going to do? Jump up and down?
Well, you could jump up or down, or you could play board games. Yeah, not bad.
Hard to argue with that one.
When we come back, we're going to chat with a fella that's headed back to Norway for like the 46th time. Incredible story. Stay tuned next.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskhusfest Norway Tour June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together. And North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The most listened to radio program across the Northern Plains, 550 KFIR Mothership from Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, out of Fargo, Moorhead, covering western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, AM 1090 KTGO, rocking the Bakken to our friends in, the Tioga, Williston, Ray, Stanley, Watford City, Newtown region, northwest North Dakota, they're up to Crosby and on a good friends there, and of course KLTC and Dickinson as well. We thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're grateful to you for making us the most listened to radio program. Thanks for being there. Happy Friday to you. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow today. MyPillow.com might be a great way to spend a moment or two before you head out and do all that yard work or whatever you're going to take on this beautiful weekend, so you can get yourself some rest. Sleep is the most important thing to your health. Your pillow is the most important thing to your sleep. So connect the dots here, friends, and do like Todd and I have done. Get yourself MyPillow. At a great deal right now, 2 for 1. I said it. 50% off if you use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or just simply call that number, 800-506-9028. You'll own the same pillow Todd and I do and lots of What's On Your Mind listeners do. And you know what? Try it out. We know you're going to love it. It comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee, so it's risk-free. You can't go wrong there. And a 10-year warranty, too. So not just the 60 days and you're done, okay? It's a great way to go. You might want to even think about getting that pillow and then going to Norway. Bring your pillow along. That's right. I've been dreaming about going to Norway since I've been listening to the commercials for Carol Juven and Juven Tours. And we're going to chat with Carol in just a moment. If you have any questions for this master of Norway, feel free to give us a ring here. But let me just get Jim in here, who's traveling between Watford and Williston, has been waiting. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say nobody's mentioned this awesome game called Cash Flow, CASHFLOW. It's a real good game that teaches real-life investment strategies and things that our kids, when we first started teaching them the game, they were like, oh, we don't want to learn about money and finances. And then after that, I mean, it's very entrepreneurial. Now, we have three of my grandkids that are coming up with ideas to actually start their own little business to get going. It's an awesome family game. It's different every time, and it really teaches them something. So I recommend Cash Flow. You give it a try.
Cash Flow is a good one.
Also, that guy that just called in about George Soros, yeah. Dead on the money. I'd support going after that individual. Thank you.
There you go. You bet, Jim. Appreciate the call. Drive safely up there on a great part of North Dakota between Watford and Williston. Driven it zillions of times. Love it, love it, love it. It's not only a boom town, it's beautiful. So it's kind of fun to be up there. Carol Juven has been to Norway 45 times. He's about to go a 46th time. He's taken 47,000 people from this part of the world to Norway. How's that for incredible? And he's going again. So I heard the ads. I said, we got to chat with Carol about this. This just sounds like too much fun. How are you, Carol?
Very well, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, congrats on this latest trip. You're headed out again, huh?
Well, shall we say, enjoy every minute of beautiful Norway. And, of course, after 145 times, you know it pretty well.
Yeah, I think I said 45. We're talking 145 times. That's just unbelievable. 145 times. So you're going to go 146 middle of June, right?
We're going to do that in April, and then in June we'll do number 47.
Oh,
and then later in July we'll do number 48, 148.
Incredible. So now for this June trip, you've got just a couple of trips left, I understand, huh?
We have 4 seats left.
Four seats left, okay.
June 1st. And believe me, it's the North Coast Fest official tour to Norway. And it's a magnificent trip. All across the southern part of Norway, following the coastline and the people that have been to the U.S., of course, with us. Minot's sister city of Skien, Bureau Holland, the Jim Reeves of Norway. We'll be spending a couple of days in his home, just having a wonderful time in Kristiansand.
Wow, it sounds beautiful. Now, I also like the fact that I've talked to folks that have been on your tours, and they say, you know, it isn't just about seeing stuff. It's not just about touring Norway. What's the magic behind the Juven tours of Norway?
The magic is we meet the people. We go to see them. We go to the farms. We go to the homes. We have dinner or lunch in their homes, and it's a magnificent experience that you can't get on any other tour. It don't matter who's doing it. When you have the experience and know the people, they will enjoy it, I can assure you.
By the way, does Bjarne Holland live in Norway now?
He lives in Norway. He lives in Kristiansand, right out on the coast. You, from his home, you can see right on out to the Skagerrak, and you can go all the way to New York City on the ocean.
Wow, incredible. That's really neat. So you're going to meet Bureau, and you're going to meet a lot of other folks like him. And, you know, do people also try and track down family members when they're there?
That is one of the things that we do for them, and we're in the process of doing that now with people that are almost impossible to find, where they changed their names when they came here and so on. And we've been able to find every one of them. Yesterday we uncovered the ones we wanted and desperately needed. And believe me, those people are going to be thrilled to death when they know what they're in for, when their family invites them to dinner and so on. They've never met them.
Wow, incredible. Well, sounds like a blast, and only four seats left to go if you want to go June 1st through the 14th to see it all with the best of the best, a pro like Carol Juven, who, I don't know about you, but he's one of my favorite guys to visit with at Husfest. Always fun to dream. I haven't been there yet, as I told you recently, and I'm looking forward to going. My wife has been there and taken her mother there and have roots in Norway, and about the closest I've been is the Sons of Norway. See, so I got to do the real deal, right, Carol?
Well, I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. So Sons of Norway is good, but I mean, I want to go the next step, so look forward to it. And how do folks reach you if they want to take one of these last spots to head out there June 1st through the 14th?
Merely call me at 701-237-9000 or 1-800-343-0093.
Sounds like a blast. Have a great time, and thanks so much for sharing a little bit of the story today with us, Carol.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
You too. 800-343-0093. The man's been there 145 times. By June, it'll be his 147th trip. Just going along with him is worth the price of admission, getting that kind of tour. Isn't that fun? My gosh. Here's another call just came in.
Hey, guys. Love your program today on the games, and I thought I'd just weigh in here real quick on what my favorite game was. This was about 10 years ago. Just kind of a funny little story. We used to play a little bit of cards in college, and we'd always have some of the.
Oh no! Some of the.
I know they cut off there. I'm like, oh no! Where is he going with that?
We can't leave. We can't be in suspense here. We need to have more. All right, call back. Len Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, talking January numbers in a moment.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Incredible weekend headed our way. This is just pennies from heaven is what this is. And no complaints allowed on the fact that it'll only be in the mid-40s on Monday. Mr. Mitchell, that was a closed-circuit message for you. Savor the fact that it's going to be extraordinarily nice, and then be happy that Monday it only comes back to, you know, a little bit, but still above normal.
Oh, it's still above normal.
Yeah, exactly right. So, just wanted you to know.
Okay.
Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources, from the North Dakota Industrial Commission, is here to share the director's cut, which is a snapshot of how things are looking. Some of it up to the minute. Rig counts and the like, and some of it from January's numbers as well. Lynn, nice to have you back. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Scott. I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day. As you said, we should just be celebrating every day above normal.
Incredible. Absolutely. And by the way, telephone number is 800-228-0550 if you have a question or comment for Lynn. By the way, normally... weather in March. Well, weather in general is a you know, significant impact sometimes on your numbers, isn't it? Harsh in the winter and sometimes muddy in the spring. And so, you know, do you see a plus or minus to any of this unusually mild winter for oil and gas production?
Yeah, weather oftentimes has a big impact on what happens in oil and gas numbers. And winter, especially January, February, March, is typically a rough time. March should be a great time if it weren't for the oil prices and things going on there. January wasn't quite so kind. I always look at the weather. We had almost a week of weather when the wind was howling 35 plus miles an hour. I saw a couple days in there at 53, 54 miles an hour wind. Nobody fracks wells or rigs up work over rigs in that kind of wind. And then we had 8 days when the temperature was well below minus 10 Fahrenheit. And again, nobody likes to frack wells in those temperatures. It's just too hard to keep the water warm. So we probably had some weather impact in January, but that's just overwhelmed by oil prices and the impact that's having.
Yeah, and obviously with that drag from the oil price, you don't want any other factors that are beyond your control. So in that regard, I guess... should be good as long as this mild weather lasts, right?
Absolutely.
Were you surprised at all that January's numbers are down from December, or is that just inevitable from the rig count drop?
You know, I really expected it, Scott, with a 49% drop in rig count from a year ago. And even in January, the rigs were down to 160. And then you have the impact of operators anticipating these price triggers, and the lowest oil prices that we have seen in that January-February time frame since 2009, it was a time for companies to go into hibernation, really. And so I expected an increase in the number of unfracked wells. I don't know that I expected it to go up by 75. We've never seen an inventory of over 800 wells before, but I think that's going to become the new normal for the first half of 2015, is keep drilling at a pretty good pace, 100 to 110 rigs, but don't frack those wells until we get a little bit better price and maybe some change in the taxes.
And just give us a little oil production 101. When you drill the well but don't frack the well, you're not taking the oil out of the ground, basically, right?
No, that's exactly right. When you drill the well, typical Bakken Three Forks well is a $9 million investment. Drilling it is $4 million of that investment. And you've now secured the lease. It's held by that drilling activity for up to a year. You've got a year for it to produce in paying quantities. And you've only made less than half of the investment you're going to make in the well. And then you come in and make a $4 to $5 million investment in the hydraulic fracturing process. And at that point, there's a great urgency to bring the well on production and produce those peak rates. And that's what folks don't want to do at really low oil prices.
So, number one, you don't have the heavier of the expense, and number two, you don't have oil out of the ground that obviously has to go into a market that is not very favorable. So it certainly makes sense. Now, you've told us before that there's a year timeline once it's drilled before you actually have to actually start production. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. North Dakota's rules say that a well has to produce in paying quantities within a year. And so that is going to require that quite a few of these wells get completed in that June time frame. There's 125 of those wells whose time runs out in June. So in addition to any planned projects or you know, things that would be economically driven, there's 125 additional wells have to be brought on in June to stay in compliance with those rules so that leases aren't lost and royalty owners are treated fair.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you the reason for the rule. You know, why is it a year?
Well, the reason for the rule has been, you know, numerous iterations at the legislature and in the rulemaking process, and basically it all came down to making sure that the mineral owners, the royalty owners, were their leases weren't being held without any revenue checks being sent to those mineral owners. And so it's, again, you know, it's a matter of compromise and legislative activity, but came down to a year.
And there isn't likely that would be altered or you know, waivers given or anything like that. In other words, it would most likely need to, in your mind, it's a good rule?
Yeah, in my mind, it is a good rule. It's part of North Dakota's Century Code. There is an opportunity to extend that, but you have to spend some big-time dollars on the well to move it into what's called a temporary abandoned status. So you've got to place plugs in the well and pressure test and get regulatory approval to extend beyond that year. And sometimes there's good reasons for doing that, but if you're just waiting to frack the well, we don't see that. In the absence of a further, you know, big price collapse, we don't see that as something that's going to happen.
Let's talk a little bit about the rig count. That is okay. Today at what? Is it still 111?
It popped up to 112 today. So we've kind of settled in that 110 to 115 range. But when the poll that I do of operators constantly asking about where they're headed with their rig count still shows 10 rigs on the chopping block for these companies moving forward. So I still think that we're headed, you know, down in another step, probably to 100 drilling rigs.
Now, when we spoke with you last, you thought that might settle at about 120, and some things have changed since then that's caused this further drop. Explain that.
Yeah, the big changes, Scott, and at the same time I was saying I thought the big trigger in the tax policy was unlikely. But the big change that we've seen is the oil storage numbers have come out. And U.S. Mid-Continent storage is just filling to the brim. We are at 70% in Cushing, Oklahoma, and 65 to 75% everywhere else except Houston. There's a storage terminal in Houston that's at 50% full. But we're at the point where within the next 60 days, we could see the oil storage in the Mid-Continent essentially being full. And that's causing Mid-Continent prices to fall much lower than world oil prices. And that's driving the rig count down, and it's also driving us towards that extraction tax trigger.
There is seems to me to be a lot of hand-wringing going on right now in the industry. I mean, that's my word, but how would you describe just the mood of where people are at right now based on what's happening?
Well, I my sense is that they are quite worried. You know, we went from a sense middle of last year of great optimism to the fourth quarter of the year. We saw concern develop, and now here in the first quarter of 15, people are actually worrying. They have reduced headcount, and they're at the point where they're starting to send home really good, hardworking people. And it's beginning to be painful, and there are serious worries. As people look at those storage numbers and look at the remainder of this year, they're worried about their cash flows and timing of completing wells and keeping an essential workforce and then having the ability to respond in 2016 with, you know, enough money in their budgets and anticipating better prices in 2016. So you're right, a lot of hand-wringing, a lot of worrying.
I saw a comment in Forbes magazine and did an interview with Harold Hamm, and Harold talked about, while this is not fun and may get worse before it gets better, the long-term outlook is really good, and specifically said, North Dakota's Bakken, Texas, with Eagleford and the Permian, have got a bright future here, accounting for, a lot of this growth, and also saw this recent flexibility in the slowdown as a thing that will bode well in the future. Do you read that, and what do you make of it?
Well, I saw that, and I have to absolutely agree. This is a temporary issue, and as far as the Bakken and Three Forks, which I'm the most familiar with, this does not take away from the fact that there are still 50,000 wells that need to be drilled, and so they're going to be drilled, not in 2015. But at some point, starting again in the not too distant future, so the difference between this and previous oil booms is that the geologic risk and the risk of the reserves and the production being there is essentially zero. This is all about timing and making sure that they match up or sync their investments and well completions with what the oil prices are doing. So, yeah, a really great long-term future. You know, I don't want to quit, Scott, without talking about the one surprising bright spot in all of this. And
we like bright spots, so let's leave everybody in suspense, take a short break, and we'll come back with a bright spot from Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. And any questions or comments, certainly welcome as well for Lynn, too. We'll continue after a short break. Hang tight, Lynn. More on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff-paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The council board of directors will submit to the U.S. Department Department of Agriculture, 2 nominations for this vacancy, and 2 nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a 3-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskøstfest Norway tour June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjord, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Right, continuing our chat with Len Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, today on the program What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow.com. Remember, MyPillow.com, when you go there, you use the promo code SCOTT. It's so easy. It is. And there is a, you can do some serious shopping there. There's not just this classic pillow that we'll get you the 2-for-1 deal on, but there's pet pillows and travel pillows and, liners and toppers and all kinds of fun stuff. But the best part about this is once you have one of their pillows, if you suffer from snoring or insomnia or neck pain or migraines or allergies or sleep apnea, there's a fix. TMJ, RLS, they can do it. National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. And they're celebrating the 10-year anniversary, just designated the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. So that's why they said, Scott, Todd, tell them they got a great deal. 50% off. 2-for-1 of the original classic pillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT or call this number, 800-506-9028. Back with Len Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. who's going to share some good news for us in just a moment. We're looking forward to that. First, Hugo in Williston has a question for Lynn. Go ahead, Hugo.
Actually, I had more of a comment. I was calling about, do you guys see the prices going down on the rentals up here anytime soon? And that was pretty much what I just wanted to talk about.
The rentals of
apartments. Apartment rentals and house rentals and stuff.
All right, yeah. I thought he wanted to rent a rig or something, Lynn, you know?
No, sir.
Price might be coming down on those, too, but yeah. Go ahead, Lynn, sorry.
We poll that on about a six-month basis. I've got district offices in each one of those communities. And, of course, we're always clued into that because we're trying to hire field inspectors in Dickinson, Williston, and Minot all the time. And we've started to see a little bit of softening in the apartment rental prices. Not really enormous, but significant enough that it's measurable. So I happened to be in Williston last weekend and saw the amount of building that was going on, lots of new apartment buildings. And so our latest poll shows that, maybe there's been about a $200 drop in those enormous rental costs for the Williston market. And, that's the first softening that we've seen at all in those prices. So, yes. We are seeing a little bit of decrease in that market. And, as we look forward, working with the NDSU folks and the Vision West folks, we saw that market as getting caught up probably in the 2018-2019 range, even with the 190 rigs. So, we're closing in on catching up and seeing, those rental prices come down.
Good stuff. Hugo, thanks for the call. And that's, again, part of the, that would be a silver lining, right? I mean, that is an example of, the supplies catching up. And, I hear a lot of people say we need a little catch up. And so while there is, never root for a slowdown because that's, progress going the other way, you do like catching up. That part is a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, it absolutely is. And this does offer some opportunity for that to happen in some of these areas. What I worry about is people get too gloomy about this near-term temporary drop in activity, and they start scaring away that investment that we still need to have in apartment buildings and single-family housing so that we can grow those communities out there like Williston and Watford City. So let's not talk ourselves into a recession here. We've got a temporary drop in oil price and activity. There are still, like I said, at least 50,000 Bakken and Three Forks wells to drill before we're done with just the harvest phase of drilling for this enormous play that we're part of.
Before the break, you wanted to share some good news in the January numbers in the director's cut. Let's have it.
Yeah, well, the really positive surprise in this is activity on Fort Berthold Reservation, Scott. A couple of numbers. It was exciting to see that Fort Berthold actually came in ahead of the rest of the state in terms of gas capture. 80% on trust lands, 79% overall. That's 1% better than the statewide numbers. And so the folks at Targa and Arrow and the operators connected to them really stepped up the last quarter of 2014 and brought on a lot of gas gathering and compression. Still have a lot of work to do. But that was a real positive. And the rig count on Fort Berthold has dropped less than it has statewide. It's down by 33% from the peak, but not by 49% like the rest of the state. And completions, they actually completed more wells than they drilled on Fort Berthold, December to January. So there were several, outliers there where activity on Fort Berthold did not follow what went on in the rest of the state. And I think that has to do with the fact of it being, right there at the juncture of McKenzie, Dunn, and Mountrail counties, where the best geology exists. But it was kind of exciting to see that and see that, that's the kind of the leading indicator of the potential for the Bakken and Three Forks once we work through this low price scenario.
Absolutely. And not to mention that 12,181 numbers, kind of nice too, has 12,000 producing wells in North Dakota, an all-time high. Pretty darn cool.
Yes,
Lynn, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you joining us and helping us sort these numbers out. Thanks a bunch.
Great to be here. Always happy to do it. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, our guest on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, folks. Enjoy this grand weather. We will see you again Monday on What's On Your Mind.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskøsfest Norway Tour, June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bureau Hala. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll-free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.